There's an ancient phrase, here's what it says: if you try to save your life, you will lose it. But if you will lose your life, meaning if you will invest your life, that's the best way to save it and to multiply it many times over.
Everybody has a turn back moment. Everybody has a crossroad. You can either decide to continue or to quit, to go forward or to go back.
I will my way to the top. Some of you got that same fight in you, but you fight people. You still cussing folk out. You still laying hands on people. That's the easy fight. Now fight your bad habits. Fight your addictions now. Fight your laziness. Fight your procrastination. Take that energy now and fight to get a degree. Fight to start a company. Fight!
High performers are obsessed about the topic in which they're trying to learn, master, grow into. And if no one thinks you're crazy, you're not yet operating to the outer limits of your potential. You're not there yet. Because somebody in your life should say, you really care about this in a crazy way. And when you get there, you know you found your thing.
So looking for a way in which we can begin to give our lives some special power. Number one, commit yourself to giving your best at all times. It's a new game now. So now more than ever, it's about creating a positive atmosphere in the workplace and people that have that competitive edge, people that are hungry to make it. So you gotta be hungry now. You can't just casually walk around, well, I'll get to it later on. Oh no, no, this is a new day right now. Committing yourself to give your best at all times, regardless of the competition to do otherwise, or the influences of negative people that will tell you, hey, look here, don't push yourself too much. Now's the time to push yourself, to always get in the habit of giving the best that you have to share.
People need to know you for one major thing first. He works. He produces. The guy's there every day. The guy's pushing and shoving. Because the truth is, no matter how good your ideas are, how good your art is, or how good your skill set is, if you're not working, man, if you're not vibrating at a frequency that people say, my God, how does that guy do all that? 10X levels, massive action, tremendous work ethic that's just a muscle now, and it's just a discipline in your life, and it's a normal way, you're not going to get in that top 10%.
You bring on some powers in the universe that works through you to bring about changes that you would never ever know unless you have dedicated yourself.
I believe, you know, my new tagline is, I believe you can make a difference in your life if you have a consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit, enjoyment of the pursuit of your potential. And when I came up with it, obviously it resonated with your life. And there was a saying when I originally watched the movie, and I didn't know you at the time, and it was before that I went through my own bankruptcy, my own bottom that I hit. It was, you know, life gives me, you could look at it as a setback or is it a setup? And I, when I watched the movie and then when I read your book and I got to, you're a setup guy. You know, everything is that, this is just setting me up for something bigger and greater. Oh, I live in a world that's way too big for this.
Oh man, man.
Can you tell me where that came from?
Well, you know what, first of all, let me say this about that. It's interesting you should mention that. I, like yourself, have some core things that I believe in. And that idea that you just shared with me, people talk to me a lot of times about hope, and hope's a beautiful thing, but I have to always ask people, well, what's the nutritional value of hope, right? What's, you know, how are you gonna tell your children we got hope for dinner, right? Again. Right? Hope's a beautiful thing, but it's always more important, David, to have a plan, and not just a plan, but plan A. What is plan A? And the best plan A's always have something I call the C5 complex. Your plan A has got to be clear, concise, compelling, consistent, and committed. You've got to have plan A. And you have to always be mindful, and I say this in all sincerity, plan B sucks. It does.
Survival.
I mean, you think about some of the biggest names in their respective industries and worlds, those people were committed to plan A. I mean, I know you're a big NBA fan, as I am. Michael Jordan's got 6 NBA championship rings because he was committed to plan A, not plan B. Oprah Winfrey became the queen of all media because she was committed to plan A, not plan B. Whatever your politics are, Barack Obama served 2 terms as president of the United States because he was committed to plan A, not plan B.
Yep.
Plan B sucks, man. Yep. Right? And something else you said earlier that makes me think of something that I share with people is this whole thing about owning it.
Yeah.
I have to explain to people all around the world, why do you spell happiness with a Y? That Y is there to make us all mindful that it is you and your responsibility, you and your opportunity to create the life that you want for you and your family. That's why we spell happiness with a Y.
If you really analyze your beliefs, you'll change them.
Right.
I had a friend one time, I was trying to figure out where do beliefs come from. How do you, because all religion and all science will tell you, you gotta believe it. William James from Harvard, 1900, he said, believe and your belief will create the fact. So belief is an interesting word, you gotta believe it. And I was having lunch with a mentor one time and he said, our belief system is based upon our evaluation of something. Frequently, if we reevaluate a situation, our belief about that situation will change. It was like bells were going off my head because I was trying to understand belief. How do you change your belief? Well, he told me, it's through reevaluation. And so I started to evaluate myself and reevaluate what I was doing. It took me 9.5 years, but I figured out why I changed. And it was the repetition of information.
Thank you.
You're in sports, you yep. know. It's repetition.
Yep.
Repetition, repetition. Well, but practice doesn't make you perfect. Perfect practice makes you perfect. There's a big difference.
Great point.
And so I found that the part of our mind that controls our behavior is not the part of our mind that gathers information. School deals with the part of your mind that gathers information. And so we gather all kinds of information, and if we can remember it, they give us a test, we pass the test, we get the degree, and we're educated. That's not education at all. That is gathering information. Education, as Hill pointed out, comes from the Latin educo, meaning to reduce, to develop, or to draw from within. We have genius in us. We have absolute perfection in us. And what we have to do is learn how to tap into that, to let it out. But we have a part of our mind that controls our behavior, and that's where a paradigm is. And the paradigm literally controls our behavior. I don't care what you're doing. If you're not altering the paradigm, you're not going to improve your results.
Many people may or may not know, you can actually name your alarm. So my alarm, I don't put it by my bed. Why would you condition yourself to put something as important as what's going to help you get up in a place where it's easy for you to make an excuse, right?
Love
so
it.
My phone is across in another room for 2 reasons. Number one, I have to physically get out of bed. And number two, Amy's going to kill me if that goes off for too long. So I am sprinting to turn that thing off. And the first thing I see on the screen is my mother's name, Jan Fishman Newman. My mother passed away 11 days before my 8th birthday. So my fireman, if the first thing I see is Jan Fishman Newman, you think I'm hitting that snooze button? When I'm 42 years old. My mother passed away at 38. I've been given 4 extra years, 1 day at a time. You think I'm gonna hit that snooze button? And so for me, I've conditioned myself to connect to what drives me to recognize you will not make an excuse.
Man, see, I knew about mom, but I didn't know the phone piece of it. I didn't know that.
And then I'll share with you, it's actually right here, same journal. Once again, it's all the environment that we set up. So one of the other things I do every morning, this is my burn journal. I write down Janet Fishman Newman legacy, uncommon amongst the uncommon. So one of the first things I do is I literally write. So to me, it's not enough. This is not easy. I think people want to hit the easy button in everything that we do. We have to condition our minds. Mental toughness is not easy. People think, oh, I have mental toughness. You have to condition your mind. Your mind is the most powerful weapon that you have. It's a muscle. So Ed, you and I, we can work out our muscles, but the reality is this is a muscle that far too often people don't condition that muscle. So I've conditioned it to see my mother's name, but then I've conditioned it to write down and to deeply connect to the burn. Once I do those two things, it's go time.